Goodness and sinless, I think the man's definition is so terrible.
有人对我说
，Some tell me，
上帝造这个世界不好。
God created the world is no good.
这世界不好。
This world is no good.
那我问他，你跑过几个世界
？And I ask him, how many world have you traveled?
难道你比来比去这个比较
好 ？And then you compare to this no good.
他说我没有，我就是在这个。
He said, no, I'm this one.
你没有到过别的世界。
You have not gone to the other world.
你只在这个世界。
Only in this world.
那么你怎么知道这个世界不好
？How do you know this world is no good?
你怎么知道这个世界不好
？How do you know that this world is no good?
所以我的问题不在乎接受你的批判。
So I'm not accepting your judgment.
我的问题在乎你凭着什么标准批判
？My question is based on one standard that pass judgment.
你明白了吗
？Do you understand?
这个事情不好。
This world is no good.
有人对我说呢
？Some tell me
我的太太不能满足我。
My wife cannot satisfy me.
我的太太不好。
My wife is no good.
我说你是不是偷吃？你已经知道别的女人更满足了。
I ask, have you had extramarital sex, and that's why you feel that other can satisfy you?
他说我没有偷吃。
You say no, I never.
我只有一个太太。
I have only one wife.
我只中一个太太。
I'm faithful to only one wife.
你怎么知道他不满足
？So how can you know that he doesn't satisfy you?
我感到我应当有更大的满足。
Because I feel that as a bigger satisfaction.
好，你现在讲出来了。
And now you say,
就是你里面有个标准，对不对
？In your heart, there's a standard.
现在外面的不能迎合你的标准，你叫做不满足。
So what outside cannot satisfy your inside need?
你那个标准哪里？
Where comes the standard?
好，现在我不先答你的问题。
I'm not going to answer your question first.
我先问你问题里面的问题。
I want to ask the question within your question.
你里面那个标准是谁给你的
？Who gave the standard within yourself?
如果你说这个世界不好
，If you say this was no good,
你应当知道说，应当这个世界会更好才对。
Then in your heart you say that this world can be better.
所以这个世界什么叫做好
？What is good by this world?
就不是让那个外面可以告诉你。
Not something they can tell you from outside.
你里面先一个标准衡量。
Because in heart there's a standard measure.
那个标准的衡量从哪里来？
That's the measure. Where does it come from?
请你先告诉我。
Just tell me first.
原来基督教之外，所有的宇宙观都没有答案。
Other than Christianity, there's no single source that will answer this question of the cosmology.
这绝对不是进化的过程所能产生出来的后果。
So this is not the result that coming from evolution.
你问一只狗世界好不好
？You ask a dog, is the world good or
bad? 哦，差不多，他说。
You just back and say, not too bad.
你问一只鸡世界好不好
？You ask a chicken, whether
the world is good. 差不多。
Not bad, not bad.
他们不像你一样皱起眉头。这个世界不大好。
They cannot be like you frown and they say this world is not good.
应当上帝造得更好。
That God can make it better.
所以当你提上帝的时候，你不是要敬拜他，你是抓一个来做你埋怨有对象。
So when you mention God, it's not because you want to worship, but because an object for you to complain.
无神论的人
，the atheist，
他有时候骂上帝，如果上帝没有，他要骂谁呢？
Sometimes they scold God because if there's no God, there's no object for them to scold.
当无神论人反对上帝的时候，要先假设上帝存在，不然他反对无无。
When the atheists want to go against God, they first presume that there's God. If not, there's no object for them to oppose.
所以每一个人在神面前讲什么什么话，都在表现你笨到什么地步。
So what kind of word you speak before the Lord, which manifests your foolishness?
我反对上帝。
I go against God.
你没有上帝。
Because there's no God.
那没有上帝，你反对什么呢？
If there's no God, who did you go again with?
你反对一个不存在的。
You oppose something which does not exist.
当你对基督徒说呢，你证明上帝给我看的时候，我告诉你很难。
When you tell a Christian to prove to me God exists, it's very difficult.
你说你不能证明上帝，说我不信。
You say you cannot prove God exists, I don't believe.
但是你不相信上帝存在。
But you don't believe that God exists.
你从来不能证明上帝是不存在。
And that's why, but you can never prove that God never exists.
你用逻辑回答说，上帝既然不存在，为什么要证明呢
？When you say use logic, say since God does not exist, why do I need to prove?
我不需要证明不存在的东西。
I do not have to prove something that does not exist.
但是当你决定信上帝不存在的时候
，But when you want to believe that God doesn't exist,
你正在侮辱所有信上帝存在的人。
You're actually insulting those who believe that God exists.
因为你把他们的经验当是绝对不可能。
Because you absolutely think that their experiences are not possible.
现在千千万万对神的经验
，and thousands of people experience God.
他们的确实性。
And their reality
超过许多错误的科学给你的证论更多的。
Transcend many of doctrine that come from the false science.
许多人对科学所信的东西。
A lot of people when they believe in science,
不是相信那个还没有被推翻的事实。
Only but to believe a fact that has not been disproved yet.
还没有被推翻的理论。
And doctrine that has not been disproved yet.
一个科 学家能推翻从前的科学理论的时候，他就可以拿诺贝尔奖。
A scientist when he can go against the former theory, he can be receive the Nobel Prize.
许多诺贝尔奖金的得奖者
，many of the winner of the Nobel Prize
都是推翻过过去被大家公认是真理的科学。
Because they have discredited the truth which is established in the past.
所以如果你把科学当作就是真理
，if you deem science as the truth，
你是迷信。
You are superstitious.
你说基督徒信上帝是迷信，你把科学当作是绝对真理，你才是真正的迷信。
You say that Christian believe in God, they are superstitious. If you believe science as absolute truth, you are then superstitious.
我们今天所知道的这个血液循环的系统
，We know the circulating system of our body，
跟450年 Dr. Harvey 的这个循环的系统的理论完全不一样。
As compared to Dr. Harvey have discovered this theory 450 years ago, it's totally different.
但是那个时候接受他理论的就是接受最新科学真理的。
But at the time, those who accept the Harvey's theory is the one who accepted the latest, the newest science.
一个人如果有科学就反对上帝，你是迷信的不得了。
It's the one who have science and going against God, you are so superstitious.
因为科学是能证实的，所以是可靠的。
Because science is proved by people, you see that it is reliable.
科学是可证其实也可以在更进步的思想中间证明它缺陷的地方在哪。
We know that science can be proven, but yet in the course of time, they can be disproved too.
所以当一个人说我不信神的时候
，If a man would say I do not believe in God，
他正在讲这位神我是不要信他的。
He is only to say this God I don't believe in。
不因为你不信神就不存在。
It will not be because you do not believe that he doesn't exist。
也不因为你信他就变成更加存在。
And it will not beBecause you believe that it becomes more real in existence.
我们中国人说呢，信有则有，信无则无，这是根本不合逻辑的事。
The Chinese will say you believe it exists, if you don't believe it doesn't exist, it's not logical.
信则有，不信则无。
You believe that is, if you don't believe it doesn't exist,
连这句话你都不应当要信它。
And don't even believe in this statement.
所以当你说呢，我这个人你有罪。
I said you sin.
你应当做论断，你这样的不对，不对，不对的时候。
You must be judged.
那这就表示你里面有一个。应当怎样才对的观念呢？
我觉得 there's a concept in you what ought to be right。
那么应当怎样的对，如果成为你内心一个不能缺少的这个观念的话
，if that concept what ought to be right become a concept that is inexcusable，
这表示你承认有道德性的真理是存在的。
Which means you acknowledge that the law of ethics exists。
那如果道德性的真理是存在的
，if the law exists, the law of ethics exists，
为什么你可以这样自由自在犯罪，好像上帝和任何的人那样放纵一切的罪恶
？Why is it you can sin in such a lustful way as what God has given up？
所以这就是第一章跟第二章连贯起来隐藏的一个奥秘。
So there is a mystery that's hidden between the connection between chapter one and chapter two。
今天我这样解法，我告诉你。没有一本罗马书注释这样讲。
No commentary in the book of Romans will explain in such manner.
因为在第一章里提到神的任凭。
Because in the first chapter, God, Jesus, because
人就毫无忌惮、放纵、自由，什么罪都犯。
So man can sin in all manner they want.
为什么什么都犯呢
？Why is there sin in all manner?
As if there is no such thing called moral standard.
好像在人里面没有这个道德标准。
Because no moral standard, so I can freely.To misuse my freedom.
因此，既然没有这个道德标准，我这个误用我的自由。
I can do everything I want.
我只要做了，我都任情去做。
And everything must not be wrong.
没有任何东西是错的。
Nothing should be condemned wrong.
没有任何东西可以定罪是错。
Nothing should be condemned is not right.
没有任何东西可以定罪是对。
I can do everything.
所以我每样东西都可以做。
那如果你什么都可以做，为什么你责备一些人你不可以做这个
？If you can do all things, why should you pass judgment on others because when they do wrong？
所以你说别人不可以做
，You say others cannot do it，
表示你里面知道有可以做，有不可以做。
Which means in your heart there's something you can do and something cannot do。
而且你相信在别人身上犯的错是应当审判的。
And you believe that what people have done wrong should be passed judgment on。
所以第二章就讨论到审判论断。是不是一件需要的事情
？And so the second chapter discusses on the passing judgment should it be done.
我从来没有想到呢，有哪一个人可以像圣经罗马书讲人的罪讲到这个地步
？I've never thought through that who can speak so clearly about sin as what book of Romans.
你这论断人的人
，You who pass judgment on others，
你自己所做的却和别人一样。
What did you do as a sinner?
无论你是谁
，No matter who you are，
你也不可推诿。
You cannot excuse，
因为你所论 论断人的事情。
Because the thing that you pass judgment on,
你自己去犯的和别人就是你论断的人所犯的一样的罪恶。
You have done the same thing as to the one that you pass judgment on.
答案是什么？
What's the answer?
罪存在吗？
Does sin exist?
存在。
Yes.
谁说的？
Who said?
上帝说的
God said,
不必
No
是犯罪的人自己承认
The one who sin acknowledges
犯罪的人会指责别人犯罪吗
Because the one who sin will condemn others to sin
罪人承认罪不是可以随便犯
So this sinner will acknowledge that sin cannot be sin loosely
所以罪人才会论断人
And that's a sinner can pass judgment on others
你做错
You've done wrong
现在来审判
I want to judge you now
那么你自己呢
What about yourself
我做错我不要人审判
I do wrong, I don't want people to judge me.
最后上帝不干涉我。
And God never interferes.
最后没有上帝。
The best is no God.
最后没有审判。
The best is no judgment.
没有审判我就可以随便犯。
If there's no judgment, I can sin as I want.
我可以随便犯，但是你不可以随便犯。
I can sin any way I want, but you can't.
我可以自由，但是我要责备你，我要审判你。
I can have my own freedom, but I want to pass judgment on you.
这就是人类不可救用的地方。
This incurable state of man.
你看到了。
Do you see?
你看到了。
Do you see?
那些在法院里面判人罪的
Those who are in the court to condemn others
他们自己
They themselves
是不是用同样的原则来定自己
Do they use the same principle to condemn themselves?
没有
No
法院是人类表彰公义最重要的地方
And court is a place whereby human manifests righteousness And that's the most important place
法院是人表达公义理想最高的地方
And what's called the highest place where men express their ideology of the morality.
许多时候法院变成全人类中的最不义、最肮脏的地方。
But many times the court becomes the most guilty and righteous place.
法律是存在的吗
？Does law exist?
存在的。
Yes.
法律是什么
？What's law?
看不见的。
You cannot see.
所以单单法律的存在就违背了唯物论的理论。
Even the existence of law go against materialism.
唯物论是我要证明。
The theorism that I want to prove
凡是不能够用科学仪器证明出来的东西就不存在
That cannot, which cannot be proved by scientific instrument That's not exist
请你到化学就实验室里面去证明什么叫做公平
Go to the chemical laboratory and prove what's fairness
用这个物理化学的工具去证明什么叫做贪污
Use physical instrument and chemical instrument to prove what's corruption
你怎么笨到这样地步
How come you're so foolish
民主可以用科学证明出来吗
Can democracy be proven
自由可以用科学的方法
Can liberty be proven by science
公义可以用科学方法
Can righteousness be proven
正义真理可以用科学方法
Can fairness justice be proven
你怎么笨到这个地步
How come you're so foolish
科学是太低的东西
Science is low
只不过讨论了物质的事情
Only discussing on thinking on
自然科学
and natural science
不是对神所造的物质界的认知和分析
only but to the recognition and knowledge and analysis of God's created the physical world
人文科学比物理同自然科学层次高多少
you know the human science is higher than the physical science
你对你的太太说我爱你
you tell the wife I love you
你太太说把你的爱拿给我我化验室里面看看有没有存在
and your wife will say let me have a love I will analyze it
那你就神经病了
then you are something wrong mentally
跟他在一起的以后一定没有什么感情
Because in the future you don't have any feeling with your wife
其实这已经脱离了就物质世界化学功能的那个范围
Because this transcends something with your material
所以一个人说你有罪了
Someone would say you are sin
他说不打自招证明应当有审判也证明有公理是存在的
It is only that he acknowledged that there is judgment and also there is a law and a righteousness
审判跟道德里的公理存在是为别人的为什么你不在内呢
Judgment and also righteousness exist but is it for others and you are not included
所以当苏哈多在的时候
So when 苏哈多 was there
这个不可以那个不可以这个不可以那个不可以
You cannot do that you cannot do that
但是对他的孩子都可以
But his children can do everything
但他下台的时候呢
So when he stepped down
他用各样的办法死人没办法审问他
He used all manner so that people cannot judge him
为什么呢
Why
因为他是前任的总统
Because he was former president
因为他有私人的保镖
He has own bodyguard
保镖有武器嘛
And their weapons
所以如果他保镖的武器比正规军手上谁的武器更先进的时候谁敢碰他
If the bodyguard has a weapon with more advanced as compared to the army who can touch him
当他在位的时候
When he was on a throne office
不听他的话的就进监牢
He doesn't listen to him in prison
太多讲话的人就枪毙就绑票
Those who talk too much will be killed and murdered
谁反他就是叛国
德属国 against you, we are traitor.
但是当他整个家族对国家不利的时候，他是不是叛国？
When the whole family is not faithful to the nation, do they also traiting the nation?
你明白这几章的意义的时候，
So when you understand the meaning of these few verses,
你就知道全世界的罪恶都在表演这些事情。
You know that the sin of the whole world is manifesting these laws.
你这乱断人。
You who pass just
你自己说清楚，还别人。
You do what others do.
我小的时候很不明白一件事情。
When I was young, I couldn't understand something.
老师说孩子坐好。
And the parent, the teacher was there, sit properly.
不可以动
，Don't move.
静静的
，Be quiet.
我就很怀疑他小的时候有没有动。
And I want to be skeptical whether when I was young whether he moved.
不可以调皮。
Don't be naughty.
我就不明白，我这些老师小的时候真的乖到什么地步
？And whether they are a good boy or not, whether they were young.
我们每一个人小的时候都调皮。
You know when we are young, we are all naughty.
但我做老师，你们就不可以调皮。
So when I'm a teacher, you cannot be naughty.
那是教育吗
？Is that education?
那是公义吗
？Is that righteousness?
那是老师真正为真理行事吗
？Is that the teacher doing the righteousness?
我从小真的很怀疑整个社会系统。
And when I was young, I was skeptical of all the system of the society.
我八岁的时候
，When I was eight,
在中国读书
，I was studying in China.
老师给我一个很坏的印象。
The teacher gave me a very bad impression.
明天厦门市政府的督学官要来参观我们的学校。
Tomorrow, the education supervisor will come and investigate our school.
明天你坐在那里不可以动。
So tomorrow, sit there still.
特别是督学官来的时候，你们就静到安静的不得了。
Especially when the supervisor comes, you'll be very quiet.
他回去报告比较的时候，可能我们这个学校才得到全市第一名。
So when you go back and make a report, maybe we come first in the city.
那老师，如果我真的发痒怎么办呢
？Teacher, if I feel itchy here, what am I going to do?
我可以不可以爬爬呢
？Can I scratch?
不可以。
No.
你忍住。
That's a patient.
忍到那个人走了，你才爬。
And you're until you leave, then you scratch.
我心里想，痒怎么能忍呢
？How can you endure itchiness?
所以我从小就不佩服这些假冒伪善的教育。
So when I was young, I never submitted myself to the hypocritical
teaching. 等他走了，你就可以调皮了。
When you leave, you can be naughty.
他来的时候，你要乖。
When he's here, he'll be good.
我心里想，这就是耶稣讲的假冒伪善的教义的延续下去。
I see the continuation of the hypocritical teaching of what Jesus said.
我们怎么样教导我们的下一代
？How do we teach the next generation?
当我自己做传道的时候
，When I became a preacher myself.
当我自己做父亲的时候
，When I became a father myself.
我知道孩子在一些可能的范围里面，我让他调皮。
I know that in certain area, I allow my children to be naughty.
他要问什么问题，让他问。
Whatever question they want to ask, I allow them to ask.
是被造有自由的人。
Because I created with freedom.
我不能把自己不能负的轭压在别人的身上。
I cannot put the burden I cannot bear to others.
我所教不好的只能说我不会教。
When I cannot teach you well, I say that I'm not good in teaching.
我不能说不听我的话的我要打死你。
I cannot say that if you don't listen to me, I'll kill you.
这是不对的事。
It's wrong.
所以这个整个圣经的总言之，在耶稣的时候跟那些法利赛人完全不一样。
So the principle of Jesus Christ is totally different compared to the Pharisees at the time.
彼得抓到了这个原则。
Peter has caught all this principle.
所以在使徒行传第十五章结论的时候，他怎么样？
That's why in the conclusion of Acts 15 he says,
我们不可以把从祖宗到现在没有人能负的轭压在外邦人身上。
The yoke of our ancestors until now we cannot bear, we cannot give it to the Gentiles.
你自己做不到的，怎么叫强迫人家做
？What if we cannot do? How can you force others to do it?
你知道别人不对不对，你自己才犯这些。
When you pass judgment on others if they are wrong, how come you do it yourself?
但彼得懂得这道理，保罗也懂这个道理。
And only Peter knows about this, Paul also knows.
我们是谁
？Who are we?
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们怎么样
？What are we?
都要受审判。
You must be judged.
天下没有这个道理，我审判你，我自己可以随便犯。
There's no such law in the world that I can judge others and I can do anything I want.
所以你们做父母的
，So you are parents,
要体恤你的儿女。
Be pitiful on your children.
我不是说你不要严格教导。
I'm not saying they cannot teach them strictly.
我告诉你自己不严格对待你自己，你没有资格用严格对待你的儿女。
If you're not strict to yourself, you're not qualified to be strict to your children.
你说我自己就是过去错了，现在不能让孩子再错。
I say in the past I'm wrong, I cannot continue to let my children be wrong.
所以我严格的教导，还盼望他有前途。
So I want to teach them in a strict way so that they can have a future for them.
当然我很佩服你。
Of course I admire you.
你要斩草除根，不留到下一代。
Then you have to be uprooted.
但是至少我告诉你。
But at least I tell you.
你教导他之后。
After you touch them,
你不能再过那种自由放纵。
You cannot live that way again.
免得他轻看。
Lest they despise you.
有一个父亲有一天去找基尼。
There's a father who goes to prostitute.
他在冰天雪地里面走。
He was walking in on ice.
走到基尼的房子的时候。
And go to the prostitute.
他突然回头看有没有人注意他。
Then he turned the head and see whether anyone noticed or not.
当他回头的时候。
When he turned the head,
看见他16岁的孩子在大概60公尺外面跟着他走。
And seeing that the 16-year-old son followed him 60 meters away.
他就靠近门口了。
And before he came to the door,
那是基尼的房子。
And there was a house of a prostitute.
他停下来
and stopped.
然后转过身来
and he turned.
就大声责备他的孩子，用父亲的权威，你做什么到这里来？
And he rebuked him. Why did he come to this place?
你知道他十六岁的孩子怎么回答的？
And the 16-year-old son, how did he reply?
你不必吓我，已经跟你两个月了。
You don't have to frighten me because I followed you for 2 months.
你对我教导的是你自己没有使用。
What you have taught me, you never do yourself.
不要以为我还会尊重你。
Do not feel that I honor you, but 打死你 I'll kill you.
这孩子说，我可能就永远离开。
I'll leave you forever.
免得你打死。
Less than you kill me.
我要好好寻找人生道路。
I'll truly find the way of life.
我不会再跟你这个父亲。
I will not follow you as my father.
这是人类的悲剧。
This is a tragedy of mankind.
你这论断人的。
He who passed just
me. 你自己所行的还没说论断人一样。
Whatever that you do is just the same as one you condemn.
你怎么能推诿？
How can you make excuses?
你所做的事。
What have you done?
就是你所要审判的人。
It's a thing that you want to judge.
上帝在天上是真正的审判者。
God upon the heavens who judge.
他怎么可以让你知道有公义力、有道德标准，却自己不行而对别人这样去？
How will he allow that you know that there's a system of law and yet you don't do it? You pass judgment on others.
你读了这些圣经，你听了这个道理，可以当做多一次机会，没有什么特别。
So you read all these passages, well, it's another meeting.
我不是。
No.
我每次读到一些重要的圣经，我会战惊。
Every time when I read important passage, I tremble.
我会惧怕。
I'm frightened.
我再次用敬畏的心对你出发。求你把这些话建立我。
With heart of godliness, I say, God, use this word to establish me.
在这段圣经里面。
In this verse,
我们看见一次一次一些很重要的名词出现。
We see that once and again important terms come.
什么名词
？What are terms?
除了我刚才讲的那个公义力的原则之外。
Other than the righteous law that I say.
第二节。
The second verse.
我们知道。
We know.
行这样事的人。
He who does all this.
上帝必照。真理审判他。
God will judge them based on the truth.
大家一同来读，一二三，我们知道，行这样事的人，上帝必照真理审判他。神的审判的第一个原则是什么
？The first principle of God's judgment is
judge according to truth.
按照真理审判。
上帝按照真理审判他。
God will judge based on the truth.
上帝不寻情面的。
God will not find faces.
上帝不受贿赂的。
God will not be bribed.
上帝不以罪妥协。
God will not compromise with sin.
上帝不违背自己的。
God will not go against himself.
上帝不干犯真理。
God will not interfere with truth.
上帝审判的第一个总原则。
And the first principle based on which God judged
是什么呢
？What is that?
照真理审判。
Based on truth.
你说人知道真理吗？
Does man know truth?
上帝要用真理审判，我根本是真理是什么？我不知道吗
？God wants to judge me based on truth, but I don't know what is truth.
不是不知道啊。
Not that you don't know.
你知道。
You know.
但你压制了真理。
But you suppress the truth.
你说在哪里啊
？Where?
第一章第十八节。
Chapter 1:18.
行不义。
Those who do the unrighteous.
阻挡真理。
Those who suppress the truth.
我们再看第十八节好不好
？Verse 18 of chapter 1. Then we read one more time.
第一章第十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 18.
翻到了大家一同开始来读。原来上帝的愤怒从天上显明在一切不情不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理。那么这些人到底是谁呢？
Who are these people who suppress the truth?
这些人到底知道不知道什么叫做义呢？
Do they know what is righteousness?
知道不知道什么叫做真理呢？
Do they know what is truth?
知道。
Yes, they know.
怎么知道？
How do they know?
原来上帝的事情人所能知道的已经显明在人。
Whatever concerning God and what men should know that has been revealed to men.
所以呢，普遍启示就包含这两样。
So general revelation includes these two things.
神存在的知识。
God, the knowledge of God's existence.
人行义行真理的责任。
And also responsibility of man to walk in righteousness.
刚才我提的自然神人变成自然宗教的，有一批的人就相信这两点。
So this natural deism become these two points that people believe.
虽然你不信圣经
，even though you don't believe in the Bible，
不信耶稣
，you don't believe in Jesus，
不信基督教神学教义
，you don't believe in Christian education，
只要你是人
，if you're man，
你至少有基本真理在里面。
There's a basic truth in you，
就是神是存在的
，God exists。
人要行真理的义
，man must do the righteousness of truth。
你说我怎么知道
？How do I know？
如果你不知道有义的原则，你怎么会审判论断
？If you don't know about the law of righteousness， how can you judge me on others？So there's no excuse for you.
第一章的第十九、第二十节告诉我们，不能推诿神存在。
And that's why chapter 1 verses 19 and 26 you cannot make excuses.
第二章的第一节告诉我们，不能推诿公义和真理、道德义的问题。
And that's the first word of chapter 2 that you cannot make excuses for the judgment of righteousness.
就是哎呀，我才知道罗马书严肃到这个地步啊。
So now I know that so serious is this book of Romans.
这句话隐藏的真理深奥到这样的地步。
And such profound is the doctrine containing it.
原谅我对你说。
Excuse me, sing that.
我的学问不够。
I'm not good enough.
我能所能挖出来的还是太少了。
So this much that I can dig up for you.
这本书在你一生中间所能给你启发、给你光照、给你这个挑战的可能性，是比我所讲的多几千倍、几万倍。
For your whole life, thousands of fold that this book can teach you.
求主怜悯我。
We pray that God have mercy on us.
恐惧战兢。
With trembling heart.
敬畏顺服。
The heart to fear and to submit.
敬虔追求。
And also godliness, you want to seek.
渴慕真理的心。
And to desire the truth.
求主一生一世用神自己的话光照启发挑战建立我。
Pray that God will use His word to illuminate the strength and the challenge in the whole life.
上帝审判的根据是什么？
Based on what God judges.
他必按真理审判。
Based on the truth that He judges.
再念第二节。
And then second verse.
一二三，我们知道是这样行的，上帝必照真理审判。第三节我读。你这人啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的和别人一样，你以为能逃脱上帝的审判吗？
So verse number 3 says, so when you, a mere man, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment?
所以上帝任凭的人，
so those that got given up,
第一，
the first,
他还要审判别人，
he wants to judge others,
表示公义力在他里面，
within the law of righteousness within them，
道德责任在他里面，
the responsibility of ethics with them，
没有办法脱罪，
they can escape。
第二，
the second，
审判一定是必要的，
and there's a need of judgment，
否则他为什么会论断别人？
If not how come they judge others？
审判一定照真理，
and judgment will be based on the truth。
这个真理不需要启示的新旧又圣经，只要神创造你有良心，你就知道存在。
Because God has created conscience in you, and you don't have to have the Old and New Testament of two books. You know it.
你又责备别人，又压制真理。
So you judge others and suppress the truth.
结果变成什么呢？
What happened?
你以为可以逃脱上帝？
You thought you can escape from God's judgment.
这是犯罪的人最可怕的一种心理。
This is the most terrifying kind of psychology of a sinner.
别人犯罪大概会被抓，我是不会被抓。
When other sin, they can be caught.
我是不会被抓。大概我是不会被抓。
I could not be caught.
我从小运气很好，到现在都没有被抓。
I'm in good luck since I'm young.
到现在没有被抓，表示明天也不会被抓。
And soon I've not been caught, even tomorrow I cannot be caught.
现在你看，每次警察或者案犯抓到罪人的时候，你问那个罪人，他想到今天会抓，他就没有想到今天会被抓。
When a man has been caught by the police, ask him whether he thought that today he can be caught or not.
没有想到今天会被抓。
He has never thought that he can be caught today.
为什么没有想到？
Why never thought of that?
因为没有想，所以不想不到。
Because never think and thus never thought.
为什么没有想呢？
Why never think?
他总是用恩典对待自己，用公义对待别人。
Because they use grace to treat themselves and use also judgment to treat others.
包括你。
Including you.
如果你放他发现有臭味的时候，
When you feel something bad smell,
谁放屁？谁放屁？讲谁放屁？
We're not gonna get.
轮到你自己放屁的时候，
But when it comes to you,
你就静静的感谢主面。
You keep quiet and nobody knows.
你笑，因为你有经验，对不对？
You lie because of this experience.
这就叫做不公义了。
This is unrighteous.
你指别人的时候，要把人家抓来杀头才甘愿。
When you point to others, you only kill others.
同样的事，
But the same thing.
轮到你的时候。
When it comes to your turn,
怎么你静静的？
好，特别快，
你就溜过去了。
You escape yourself.
你想可以逃脱吗？
我看你 thought you can escape.
逃脱人的指导
，and escape from people's knowledge.
逃脱人的指责
，escape from people's rebuke.
这还不太重。
This is serious enough.
更重的是什么
？The more serious thing.
你以为你可以逃脱上帝的审判
？You thought you can escape from God's judgment.
上帝必按公义审判。
God will judge according to righteousness.
但是不一定会轮到我。
It may not come to my turn.
我这几年一直想一件事情。
I've thought this is one thing.
当 Marcos 失败的时候
，When Marcos failed，
为什么苏哈多不快快好好整顿自己
？Why Suhado never do good himself？
还是继续贪污下去
？They continue to corrupt，
继续做下去
，continue to
为什么
？Why？
就是这一节圣经
，This verse，
他以为他可以逃脱
，He thought he can escape。
Marcos 那样笨，大概一定没有办法。我这样聪明，可以有办法。
Marcos so foolish, he cannot escape, but I can。
他那样的人命运不好，我是比较好的。
He is no good enough, I'm better。
所以每一个人都以为自己可以逃脱。
So everyone thought that he can escape。
上帝是给你等一等罢了，不是逃脱。
God only allow you to wait, not to escape。
先给你还没有死前自由跑跑一下。
Before you die, you have freedom to run.
然后说来。
And then he said, come.
上帝一说来，你就不能去。
When God said, come, you cannot go.
因为那句话是来，不是去。
Because that word is come and not go.
你就没有办法逃。
So you cannot escape.
所以一个敬畏上帝的人是最智慧的。
So a one who fears the Lord is a wise man.
一个玩弄上帝的人是玩弄自己的。
The one who cheat God is cheating himself.
上个月
，last month,
16,000 人
and 16,000 people.
回教徒大概9,500人。
About 9,500 are Muslims.
基督徒大概2,000人。
About 2,000 are Christians.
印度教徒大概1,000人。
Hinduism about 1,000.
佛教徒大概1,500。
And Buddhism 1,500.
还有其他宗教。
And other religion.
在印尼一个室内最大的体育馆。
In Indonesia, they gather in a stadium.
每一个宗教的领袖上台讲道，从讲一些他们的信仰，从他们对印尼的盼望。
And every leader will come to speak a few minutes about their hope for Indonesia and their religion.
那么基督教
，And
我做代表。
And I represent the Christianity.
总统在哪里
？And the president was there.
总统夫人在哪里
？And the wife was there.
部长在哪里
？And all the ministers were there.
将军在哪里？
And the generals were there.
印尼宗教所有的领袖都在那。
And all the leaders of religion are there.
都讲两分钟。
And to read the scripture of
讲到五分钟。
Five minutes of preaching.
祷告两分钟。
Pray for 2 minutes.
一个宗教大概是十分钟。
Ten minutes for a religion.
六个宗教。
And six religions.
轮流。
And they continue in turn.
轮到我讲到。
When it came to my turn,
我说玩弄神的人是玩弄自己。
Those who cheat God will cheat himself.
玩弄百姓的人一定被神所丢弃，也被百姓所丢弃。
Those who cheat the people will be discarded by the people and also discarded by God.
无论你是君王，你是总统
，Whether you're president, you're king,
你要敬畏上帝，你要爱护你的百姓。
You must fear the Lord and love your people.
否则历史是当不过你的。
If not, history will not let you go.
当我讲这句话
，When I say this,
全场的人鼓掌，大声的不得了。
And they will applaud loudly.
连那些回教的人都鼓掌。
Even the Muslim applaud.
他们知道我是。基督教
，They knew that I'm a Christian.
他们全部赞成这些话
，So they agree with this.
我说我们需要什么
？They said, What do we need?
印尼需要公义
，Indonesia needs righteousness.
犯罪的人要受审判
，Those who are criminals.
印尼需要什么
？What does Indonesia need?
需要慈爱
，Need mercy.
需要赦免
，Need forgiveness.
这两样都要行出来。
We want to practice these two things.
基督徒的身份告诉
Christian, I tell you,
耶稣基督是上帝的儿子
，Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣死在十字架上的时候
，He was nailed on the cross.
他祷告着父啊，赦免他们。
He prayed to God, God forgive
them. 因为他们所做的，他们
because they don't know what they do.
我讲完了以后呢
，And after I preach,
我超过了两分钟
，I exceeded 2 minutes.
没有一个人讲话
，No one say a word.
总统在哪里？
总
统夫人一直点头，一直点头。
And the wife of the president was nodding.
外交部长在那里。
General was there.
他在那里摇头。
He was shaking his head.
他不是摇头不喜欢。
Not that he doesn't agree.
他是摇头，心中感叹的不得了。
He actually was sighing.
他感到这就是印尼所需要的话。
He said this is what the Indonesia needs.
国会的议长在那里。
And also the cabinet member were there.
他们两个人在哪里
？Both of them were there.
握着手。一面摇头，一面点头。
Holding their hands, shaking and also nodding. This is what Indonesia needs.
我为这个事情祷告。
I pray for this.
我只有几分钟的时间。
I have only a few minutes.
求主给我讲出最重要的原因。
Let God allow me to speak the most important words.
神是公义的。
你
神是慈爱的。
God is merciful.
基督是为人死。
And Christ is the type of people.
在这些不同宗教的人面前。
And these people who are not same religion as myself.
勇敢把主的话讲出。
Very bravely tell the word of God.
后来这个事情用全。印尼的电台播到全印尼， 200 million 的人都在看的。
And it was broadcasted in the television, so the 200 million people watching.
有人都就从3000公里外面的人打电话来。
Some people call me 3000 kilometers away.
我听见汤姆斯讲到了。
I heard Reverend Tom spoke.
我想不到他这么勇敢。
And he was so brave.
连基督教徒都感到他讲的最
好。Even many Muslims agree with him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear friends.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们不是为人讲话。
Because we are not speaking on behalf of people.
我们为神讲话。
For God.
照着神的真理讲。
According to the truth of God.
神是要审判世界的。
God will judge the world.
你不要以为你可以逃脱上帝。
Do not think that you can escape from the judgment of God.
你欺骗人民。
When you cheat people.
你欺骗上帝。
You cheat God.
你没有办法欺骗人。
You cannot cheat.
你最后是欺骗自己。
Because in the finally you are cheating yourself.
无论你是总统。
No matter president.
无论你是将军。
Whether you are general.
你有办法逃脱上帝。
So you cannot escape from the judgment of God.
这些人不但以为可以逃脱上帝。
Not only these people deem that they can escape.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他们藐视上帝的。
They despise the grace of God.
一个犯罪惯的人、啊、
A one who continues in sin.
不但要审判别人
Not only wants to judge people.
他不知真理，压制真理。
They do not know about truth. They suppress truth.
他以为可以逃脱上帝。
They thought they can escape from God.
他又藐视上帝的。
And they despise the grace of God.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
就是把上帝的宽容、忍耐、上帝的长久的等候，当作是他犯罪。最好的机会。
They deem that enduring the patience of God is the best opportunity for them to continue sin.
所以这一节圣经就变成全本圣经里面普遍恩惠目的最重要的圣经。
And that's a very important verse about common grace of God in the Bible.
第一章提到普遍启示。
The first chapter mentioned general revelation.
第二章就提到普遍恩惠。
And the second chapter mentioned common grace.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
神宽容。
God endure.
神忍耐。
God has patience.
神有恩慈。
God has, is merciful.
目的是什么呢
？What is the purpose？
乃是要你等候到有一天会自救会悔改。
So that one day you realize you repent.
上帝说
，God say，
你以为我等你是让你继续犯罪
？You thought I wait for you to continue the sin？
不是的
，No，
我宽容等待你，是盼望你悔改。
I endure so that you repent.
So the common grace is to lead us into the true repentance.
普遍恩典乃是等候我们，带领我们到我们能够悔改。
你说这里所讲的悔改跟耶稣的救恩好像没有连在一起。
This repentance is not connected to the saving repentance.
这里的悔改呢是一种这个普遍之恩、真理、道德里感应出来的一种初步的悔改。
It's called initial repentance that comes from the touching of the law of nature.
非基督徒做错事会不会懊悔啊？
These are non-Christians. When they do wrong, would they feel sorrowful?
会不会啊
？Would they feel sorrowful?
会。
Yes, they would.
只有老虎吃人才不会懊悔。
Only the tiger, when they eat, they want to feel regretful.
但人是有良心的。
When have men a conscience?
人既然是有良心的
，since they have conscience,
有公义力、道德力的原则在他们。
And so law and the immorality within them,
那他不能把神宽容人来当作是他可以犯罪的机会。
They cannot use the common grace of God to endure with them as a opportunity to sin.
以赛亚书里面有一节圣经，我第一次读了，我吓了一跳，到现在还很惊奇。
The book of Isaiah, there's a verse I read, I was so astonished when I first read, even today.
耶和华说
Jehovah said,
我安静许久了你还不害怕吗
I've waited for you for a long time quietly Are you not afraid?
I have been long time silent Don't you fear me? 你不怕我吗
Don't you fear me?
我们小的时候上课的时候
When we were young when we read a book
老师上课我们做别的功课
The teacher will teach that we will do our things
我们靠看书玩刷画图画
And we'll draw figures do everything we want
他一直讲让他讲
He'll continue to teach
但当他停下来不讲的时候
But when he stop and be silent
我们就紧张对不对
Then we're frightened
怎么老师不讲话呢
How come you never say anything?
这么久不出声呢
And for a long time you were silent
慢慢抬起头来看看
他
在哪里？他在做什么
？What is he doing? What is he?
慢慢抬看的时候
，And then see，
原来他在找那边的人，感谢主。
He was actually catching others.
但是当你做别的事情的时候
，But when you do other things，
老师静下来了。
And when she was silent，
发现怎么会静下来了
？How come the silence？
慢慢看他，忽然间。他站在你前面
But he's standing right in front of you
那你来不及收你的东西
There's no sense for you to collect your things
那时候怎么办
What to do now
你就明白上帝那句话
And understand this statement
我安静许久你还不害怕吗
I've been silent for a long time. Don't you fear?
我安静这么许久，你还不害怕
？I've been silent for a long time. Don't you fear?
我对着说主啊
，I tell the Lord.
你安静一秒，我就怕。
Lord, you're silent for a second.
不要说许久，我还不害怕。
Not for a long time, but I'm not afraid.
你对我静默一秒钟，我就害怕。
If you're silent for a second to me, I'm afraid.
是敬畏神的人应该。
This attitude of one who fears the Lord.
你仅藐视上帝。
That you want to despise the grace of God.
你不晓得他的宽容忍耐恩慈是领你悔改。
You do not know His endurance to lead you into repentance.
你不晓得。
You do not know.
为什么呢
？Why?
你已经无知了。
Because you're ignorant.
你对犯罪的事情很知。
To the sinful thing you know.
你对神无知。
But to God you're ignorant.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
要去硬着心。
And then you harden your heart.
感应到了。
You harden your heart.
这些话都是神所任凭的人常常发生的事情。
And these are things that happen to those who God has given up.
第五节。
Verse five.
一同来读。
We read together.
你仅硬着心，大家，你仅认说你刚硬不悔改的，为自己除去愤怒，以致上帝震怒，先他公义审判的日子来到。他必照个人所行的报应。
But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you're storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when His righteous judgment will be revealed. God will give to each person according to what he has done.
你硬着心。
You are hardened.
你以为没有事吗
？You thought there's nothing happened.
没有事。
Nothing happened.
上帝没有审判我。
Nothing happened.
他没有管我。他静静的。
He's silent.
他静静的，你还不害怕？不要紧。
He's silent. You're not afraid. Never mind.
静静就表示没有事。
Silent means nothing happened.
上帝说不是的。
God said no.
你所做的一件一件事，我都没有对付你。
What that you does?
为什么呢
？I've never judged you.
我正在记账。
Because I'm recording it down.
你取去我的愤怒。
You are only storing up your wrath.
你正在积蓄上帝对你的愤怒。
You are storing up your wrath.
做一次总算账的时候。
And then when they come to a conclusion, when they judge you,
他说你无路可逃。
Then there's no way to escape.
天网恢恢，疏而不漏。
The net of the heaven is so wide, but yet you will not escape.
神长久忍耐，最后要终究审判。
God will endure for a long time, but finally you will judge.
轻看他的恩典，就是除去他的愤怒。
When you despise the grace of God, you're storing up the wrath of God.
你继续不断犯罪，就是等候他的公义。
When you continue to sin, you're only waiting for His judgment.
就是可怜我们。
Pray that God have mercy on us.
给我们做智慧。
They become a wise man.
现在。
Now,
趁着耶和华相聚的时候
，that when the Lord is close,
寻找他
，seek after him.
趁着他相聚的时候
，that when he's near,
你求告他
，ask for him.
感谢上帝
，praise the Lord.
愿主帮助我们
，pray that God help us.
你们明白神的真道，成为一个敬畏上帝。
So they will understand His truth and also become someone who fears the Lord.
因为当他审判的大日来到的时候
，because when the day of judgment comes,
谁能站得住？
Who can stand before him?
我们站起来祷告。
Shall we all rise to pray?